Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brent Humphreys, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron, for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronco.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Celebration of the day, a pretty simple one. Well, I looked at some of them. I should go through all of the celebrations of the day. Why are video not working this morning, guys? It looks like we've got yesterday's video still playing. Brent is sitting right across from me, so you should be able to see him right there if we can get the video up and running. We had yesterday's running there for a minute. I don't think anybody wants to see yesterday's show. If you do go to Ron Siegel Radio, you can actually check out there he is. There's Brent. Give us a wave, Brent. Let us know that you're actually still here, alive and kicking. We'll see if he's the still pictures. It looks like my mouth's moving. Brent isn't doing anything. You're doing that really well, Brent.
Yeah, if my mouth's not moving, it must be a frozen freeze.
There it is. Okay, we're at a little bit of a delay there on the broadcast. So today, National Nylon Stocking Day. Yeah, I don't think we're going to go with that one. We can celebrate, and we do every day. And I don't know why they have this one as a special celebration, Brent. I know you and I are in the same boat here. Today is National Peace Officers Day. Peace Officers Memorial Day. So that's why it's a little different than normal. We celebrate our peace officers every day. Very, very thankful of the men and women who serve the country in all different facets. Peace officers, firefighters, first responders, law enforcement, veterans, the whole group, we're very, very thankful. And for those of you that join me in having beaten anorexia, well, today is National Chocolate Chip Day. You make some cookies out of those if you want, and we're right here at the studio, our remote secret headquarters here in Anaheim. So if you want to bring some of those cookies over here, feel free at any time. We are checking the markets for you. It's an ugly day in the markets. So we're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is kind of a unique one. I told you yesterday we were going to be expecting some interesting numbers coming up. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 242 points as we speak. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is skyrocketing. It's at 3.065, up 6.5 basis points. That's a pretty big jump for a 10-year Treasury. I'm sure that you're going to understand this when I tell you you do not want to be locking in a home mortgage loan today. Very, very painful. So we'll continue to watch that one for you as well. We're going to continue also looking, hey, what's going on in the news today? We've got a lot of snowflakes. It's amazing. A country of snowflakes. I'll get into that commentary. How about a dozen people at Google quitting? Well, who cares? Let them go. But here's the idea is what they're saying is they do not want to help protect our country. That's the part that is really disturbing. So a dozen Google employees have quit because they don't want to be part of a military drone project. They don't want to help the United States government, the United States military, develop some machine learning software for drones, help the military figure out who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, day and age. This is according to Gizmodo. They're going to say that a dozen employees have resigned. Now, if they're in that area, line of work, how many different companies do you think they have an option of going to work for? Not funny if they went on to have to go to Seattle. Now, Google, Brent, you visited Google, right?
Yeah.
They're headquartered in Palo Alto, or out there in Silicon Valley?
Mountain
View, okay.
But YouTube's in San Bruno.
Okay, YouTube's in San Bruno. Okay. There's a winery not far from there, so that's the reason I would have that indication. But maybe they'll have to move to Seattle because I understand that they're going to have a lot of homeless support in Seattle. Talk about another. The city council of Seattle is almost as loony as what the Anaheim is trying to do right now. An 8-1 vote. 8-1 they voted on this. To basically, please don't bring 7,000 employees to Seattle. Please take them somewhere else. Because if you bring them to Seattle, we're going to have next $50 million in taxes. $50 million in taxes. Well, that's what they decided. So the concept here is by an 8-1 vote, the measure is that starting January of 2019, they're going to have companies that earn $20 million or more sales, 14 cents per employee hour or $275 per employee annually. Who's that going to affect? Well, it's going to affect Amazon, who's thinking about or was thinking about building a building in Seattle. It's going to affect Starbucks. Can you imagine our Starbucks coffee going up any higher? I have a bad feeling about that too. So here's the concept. Yeah, they say that the money is going to go to support homeless. Get a job. They've got a building that they had planned on building, a 17-story office tower, and they've halted production on the tower. 17 stories. They would hold it up to see what the city council is going to do. They're looking at employing 40,000 workers in Seattle. I was off. I thought it was 7,000. 40,000 workers in Seattle. Do you think Amazon's going to pay that bill? Or are they going to pass it along to somebody else? Or are they going to pay the employees in Seattle a little bit less money? Did you see what happened last time? This lunatic city council in Seattle, they decided a minimum wage on restaurants. Yeah, if you look at the numbers now, the restaurant workers in Seattle has declined. Restaurants are going out of business. Consumers are now going to the surrounding cities and communities to go out for dinner. You know, got money. They can do what they want. Keep doing these things. Now, maybe we can get our friends over in Anaheim to take note when they're looking at $18 minimum wage for Disney employees. Talk about killing jobs. There's already one hotel that has stopped construction in Anaheim because of a pending legislation. The Disney Union is looking to help here. Probably not the workers. I don't think that they care about the employees because we've seen what's going on in Seattle, killing jobs. You think it's going to do anything different in Southern California, in Anaheim? The jobs will leave. They did the same thing. The city council, our lovely mayor here, decided, well, we don't want to have a shared bed tax where the sharing between the city and the hotels, we don't want to share that revenue. Okay, don't share it. The hotels are built in Garden Grove. So now the city gets absolutely nothing. So instead of getting a piece of it, and they come out and say, well, we don't want to give money to big business. You're not giving anything. Now you don't even have any for the community services. Does this make any sense to you? Is there any logic to any of this? Has anybody taken any economic courses before they get voted on the city council? Now, I'm not going to ask you to answer this question. Most people, not everybody, will say that one of the worst business people that they know, and this is a generalization, but one of the worst categories you know for a business for business is a doctor. Right? They go to school for 75 years to become a doctor. They learn exactly what they're doing. Many of them are good. I have never seen the one that gets a C. Maybe you've seen that one, but everybody I've ever talked to goes to the best doctor in the field. Everybody. I don't know how that happens, but I've never heard anybody say, you know something, I went to get my knee replaced and I actually looked and I wanted to find the D student. Haven't seen that happen. I don't know if it did, but yeah, I don't see it. They don't spend any time in business courses. They go and get voted onto a city council and say, you know something, I think we're going to tell business people how to run a business. And you know something, $18 an hour, they'll just pay it. No, they'll leave. They'll go somewhere else where they can make a profit. That's why they're in business. Think about the concept and understand these things. I'm not telling you because I don't want people to make money. I want you to make all the money you possibly can. But an entry-level job is just that. It's an entry-level job. It's not meant to be a living wage. It's meant to gain, to learn how to work. It's meant to learn how to cope with a process. It's meant to learn how to deal with a boss, coworkers, be given instructions so that then you can move up to become the boss, the one giving the instructions. That's the idea. Figure it out. Maybe the doctors just don't understand these things. We're going to talk more about these things and more when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Tips, T-I-P-S, for first-time home sellers. Access is an important factor in getting your home sold. Yeah, don't let them in. They might buy it that way. Hey, talk to them in Seattle. They probably would agree with that. Tips for getting approved for a personal loan and what's happening in the mortgage market today. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. Your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90. The mortgage minute today brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones I know of that have the fast loan approval, saving you potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. That's the fast loan approval. Your real estate professional gets to go out there and write your offer same as cash. Now, I can tell you this. When I looked at offers, and I look at quite a few real estate offers, real estate contracts all the time, what do you look for first? What do consumers look for first? Yeah, I know I've been trained on it. I get it. But what does the average person want to know when they're looking at a real estate, when they're trying to buy or sell real estate? Well, they want to know, what is the price, right? That's a big component. Then they want to know, is it going to close? How do we know that? You look at contingencies. Those are the items that happen right there. So the idea here is look at those two issues. If you're going as same as cash, you might be able to save a little bit of money. Now, what are we looking at in the mortgage market right now? That's always a key component. Well, if you're looking at real estate right now, this is the day to make sure that you've got a real professional watching your account, because the market's always, and I don't know if I said always, but they always overreact, right? So the mortgage bonds right now, they're down 27 basis points, just 0.25% on the bond. When the bond goes down, interest rate goes up, not always dollar for dollar, but it does always go up. Empire State manages the health of the manufacturing sector in the New York region, came in stronger than market expectations, also a move higher from last month's 15.8. Retail sales for March were up 0.3%, which was in line with expectations. The control group, which strips out autos, gas, and building materials, was up 0.4%. There were positive revisions to last month's numbers. Interesting. So that's where we're starting to see some numbers in the retail sales. We've been talking about that. I talked to you yesterday about the misrepresentation of inflation that's going on in our marketplace right now. I showed you exactly where those numbers are coming from, exactly where the misrepresentation is. So be careful of the numbers. I told you we might see this happen, and now we are watching where the mortgage rates are taking a significant jump up, and we're seeing that the 10-year Treasury, which is what our seniors live on, that's taking a significant jump up also, 3.06. The resistance was at 3.04. So with us being at 3.065 right now, we've gone right through that resistance, and we're going to really have to watch and see what the next level of resistance is. And will we hold that? What's going to happen to our markets when that happens? We'll keep watching. That's what your professional mortgage person does for you. They're not just out there saying, you know something, here's what today's rate is, lock it. And that's what you're going to get at the big bank on the corner, because they just got promoted from being a teller to now being a mortgage professional. So just be cognizant of that. And I love some of those people. My son worked at Bank of America for a long time, so I can, you know, say that, hey, you know, some great people at these institutions. It's just that it's not what they do full-time for a living. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Our friend Brent Humphreys is in the house today, and he always brings us some great tidbits, words of wisdom. So I like chatting with Brent. Yesterday he sent me some tips for first-time sellers. So we're going to chat with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. Welcome, Brent.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. So
glad to be had.
Tips for the seller, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ron, across the country, the market.
Is it the same as the first-time seller or the second-time seller, or are they different tips?
So these tips are designed for first-time sellers to alleviate stress and to help them get an edge in the negotiation and be prepared. But they're useful for any seller. I mean, you could be seasoned, and maybe one of these 6 points that I came in with to talk about today would benefit.
So you're suggesting that when somebody's selling they bought a house, and by definition it would have been their first house, because otherwise they wouldn't be a first-time seller.
Correct.
Right? So they've never been through the sales process before.
Well, it could be the second. They could buy a home and keep it and then
buy another
one, but yeah.
Okay.
Just making sure you know I'm listening.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so they're going through this first time. They're going to sell a piece of property, and it doesn't matter whether it's a $200,000 house, a $500,000 house, $1 million house. It's somebody's castle.
Sure.
Right? It's a large investment. They're getting ready to sell. And you said that they could be nervous.
Oh, sometimes they are, yeah.
Wow, that's...
Well, think about it.
Wait. I think Gomer was about to come in and
Sheer, come on, Bob. They're a little slow here.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I'm extremely surprised that someone could be stressed at that point. Okay, go ahead.
So when you put a home on the market, Ron, you are literally navigating an obstacle course in real estate. You've got dozens and dozens of, if your agent's working hard, you've got dozens and dozens of people, complete strangers, coming in the home where you live on their timetable. It's convenient for them. You've got to disappear. Once you get into contract, you have
extra. Or you should disappear.
You should disappear.
There's right. Sometimes people don't want to disappear. And
we saw one, I think, hiding in the closet a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Yeah. The shower had just finished. There's still steam coming out. And the person, we were in the driveway. They couldn't have left. It was really fun. But if you think about this, imagine if you were
another
trying,
real surprise there, right?
Yeah.
Imagine getting out of the shower and having Brent and the tribe coming through.
17 years in the business, I've never walked in on anybody in an inappropriate situation
okay.
at the moment. Or, you know, but I've heard it's happened. But imagine trying to navigate an obstacle course blindfolded. It'd be very, very difficult.
Sure.
The key is that when you put your home on the market, it's going to be an obstacle course. There are going to be all kinds of things thrown at you, different time frames, other people's convenient timetables. If you remove those blinders and you clearly understand what selling your home and what the process is going to look like, you're going to be far, far better off. So let me give you an example. When you put your home on the market, you should be receiving offers. In California, we use the residential purchase contract. This is a 15-page document, really, of advisories and all kinds of other
legalese. It's meant
legalese,
to
right, but the contract itself is 10 pages, 32 paragraphs. And more than 130 sub-paragraphs. When do you think you would be in the best position to respond to an offer, consider money, timing, contingencies, is the sucker going to close? In the moment where you're trying to learn the contract, or if you've already learned the contract in advance, or at least had an agent sit down for a couple hours and explain it, so you know it.
I think I'll go with door B, Brent.
Yeah, a clear head.
Right.
Imagine if you were selling your home and you got this offer and you suddenly had to read all these terms or you had multiple offers. What if you learned the contract in advance? I don't mean going to a legal seminar, but I mean reading it and having it thoroughly explained to you. If you're reading a 32-paragraph document with over 130 sub-paragraphs, don't you think that you might pick up a few things where you can write down, oh, yeah, where am I going to go when it closes? Or, goodness, this is May. It's May 15th, right? 30-day escrow. Have I spoken with the wife about being home on Father's Day? Or I'm going to have to, move? Or what if it's November and you miss Christmas or Hanukkah?
Sure.
Or, any of the other holidays.
So I'm going to throw this out there. Brent won't say this, but I will. That's one of the main reasons why you want to have professional guidance, somebody with experience who can go through this contract with you or educate you, right, at the right time. Because what is the norm, Brent? When I get an offer, what's the normal time that somebody's going to give me to respond?
In California, it's 3 calendar days expiring at 5 p.m. the third day.
Okay. Does the day that I get it count?
Or yes. Is it the day? That's when you start counting.
So you start. So if I get it on the 15th, today's Tuesday?
It'd be the 18th.
So it'd be
Friday at 5.
Friday at 5. Okay, so today doesn't count then.
Right, well, you just count from today.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 5.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Counting on fingers is allowed.
Okay, I can use my fingers. I didn't have to take out my shoes for that one. Right? So I have 3 days to go through 15 pages and 130 subparagraphs and subparagraphs.
And that's not counting all the additional advisories, the statewide California buyer and seller advisory, which is 12 pages.
And remember all these different issues and be able to make a great response or a great a lucid response for the best of my family.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Because that's what I'm really looking for. I want everyone to win in this deal, but I really want what's best for my family.
Sure. And if you know the questions in an offer, you're going to know what to look for. When am I going to close? How much are they being down?
Right.
Have they spoken with a lender? Do they want any of my personal property? Can I rent back so the children can finish school?
Right.
These are major decisions.
And it gives you an opportunity to have that conversation with your great real estate professional. I'm gonna go right out there and I'm gonna be personal here, Brent, because I think we all learn best, at least I do, from stories, right? So my mother passed away a few weeks ago, and she had a property that was listed with Brent, and I took over midstream in that. And when we got one of the offers, right, it came in and there were some contingencies in there. And I said to Brent, okay,
what are the contingencies? And have you done the homework? I don't want to do the homework, right? That's Brent's work. He's the expert, right? How legitimate is the buyer's sale, right? Is that going to come in? Are they going to be able to make – is that going to happen? Or are they shooting for the moon and just want to tie up my property, right? If I didn't know what the contract was, I wouldn't even know to ask you those questions. Right. And then you were able to come back and give me three different methods of dealing with this as an expert in the arena, because – you know something, I see a lot of real estate transactions every month, but I'm not an expert as a realtor, right?
Right. Thank you.
You need to have that kind of guidance, right? And so you're saying it's kind of ironic, and she's not on here this morning, but frequently we have Lynn Eisman joining our broadcasts or on watching us as well. She says the same thing that you did. Mm. Now, she's been doing this, I think, a little over 40 years.
Wow.
But says the same thing, right? We want to go over the contract with our seller, almost part of the listing process, right?
You need to know what's coming.
Absolutely. So it's fascinating that you experience, and she's in North Orange County, you're in Northern San Diego. So different markets, California, same set of rules, right? So it doesn't matter whether you're out in the Coachella Valley, you're in Anaheim, you're in San Diego. Right, you need some great guidance to help you with these things. Go on. Now that I interrupted your
train of thought. No. Thank you for sharing that too. And it's good to work with you as a client now.
Right.
So I'll buy after we leave.
Okay. Good deal.
Next thing is fake news. You know, there obviously we.
Wait, fake news.
Yeah, but not in politics.
Well, you know something. Fake news in real estate. I want to hear about that, but we're going to have to hold it until after the break. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back. Fake news in real estate, according to Brent Humphreys. He's going to educate us on that one as well. Access. Yeah, if you don't let somebody into your house, you're probably not going to be able to sell your property. Tips to get approved for a personal loan for debt consolidation. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising. When you get registered with NEST, you're just going to get a text message. After you've set up your NEST profile and determine what it is that you want to be looking at, you're going to get a text message whenever there's a new property goes on the market that meets your criteria. You also get a text message when properties that are selling near you have sold, if you sign up for that one as well. Access, an important factor in getting your house sold. You decided to sell your house. You've hired a real estate professional to help you through the entire process. And they have asked you what level of access you want to provide your potential buyers. Don't say none. There are four elements to a quality listing. At the top of the list is access, followed by condition, financing, and price. There are many levels of access you can provide to your agent so that he or she can show your home. Here are five levels of access you can give buyers along with a brief description. So you can have a lockbox on the door. This allows buyers the ability to see the home as soon as they are aware of the listing or at their convenience. Second, you can provide a key to the home. Although the buyer's agent may need to stop by an office to pick up the key, there's a little delay in being able to show the home. Open access with a phone call. The seller allows showings with just a phone call's notice. By appointment only, like 48 hours notice, not going to be a good site for you. Many buyers who are relocating for a new career or promotion start working in that area prior to purchasing their home, often like to take advantage of their free time during business hours, such as their lunch break, to view potential homes. Because of this, they may not be able to plan their availability far in advance. And limited access. The home is only available on the seventh Monday of the month at 2 p.m. until 3 p.m. Do you think that you're going to get a good sales price on that one? With May proving to be the best month to sell your home, access can make or break your ability to get the price you're looking for or even to sell your house at all. Now, here's the concept, and we've had Lisa Dunn has come on the broadcast sharing many, many times that her process is she gets the goes and lists your house, gets the property ready for sale, puts it on the MLS on Thursday, broker previews Friday, open house Saturday and Sunday, goes into escrow on Monday. Now, why is it that she does 30 transactions a year, all with the exact same process? It's called aggressive pricing. The market will always, if your property is priced properly and marketed properly, it's got to be end staged and it's all set up the right way. That should not be a big issue, right? If your property is worth $400,000 and you price it aggressively, say $375,000, the market is going to go up to market value all the time. Get enough people seeing it, the markets work. That's the way it is. So that's why that process works. Now, if you don't let anybody into the house, even that process won't work for you. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are continuing our conversation with Brent Humphreys. He's in the house today, and we're talking about tips for first-time sellers. And before we went to the break, you know, Brent doesn't get political with me on the broadcast here at all. And then he comes up with this, throwing this out at me, fake news. And I'm thinking, we're going to get Brent into a nice political conversation. And he says, it's all about real estate. Okay, Brent. I got all excited here. I almost fell out of my chair. And now we're talking about fake news and real estate. What is that all about?
Fake news and real estate. So, Ron, when you list your home for sale or when your professional representation does, it's now going to, if the agent's turned on syndication, it's going to carbon copy itself and reproduce itself onto hundreds, if not thousands, of websites. But what if the data at the very center that started this whole cascade of marketing is incorrect? For instance, and I've seen, these are examples that I've seen. You get a neighborhood where a builder builds 200-300 homes, and they send in this big report to the county assessor with all the, you know, the beds, the baths, the garage count, and square footage,
okay,
usually lot size. So often, the builders get the information wrong. For instance, there might be a tandem garage downstairs, and at the last minute, John and Sally decided, no, we want that for the kids' playroom, and the builder converts it to a bedroom, but the architect's plans that got sent to the assessor don't show that square footage. Because buyers are educated and they're looking online and they're looking at okay, for instance, with Zillow, a Zestimate or a Z-estimate. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Which is generally wrong.
Which is, yeah, it's off by an average of 8% nationwide.
Okay.
And Spencer Reskoff, the CEO of Zillow last year, reportedly sold his own home for 40% less than his estimate, which he had to have known the optics on that would be really bad.
Exactly.
I love that story. But nevertheless, even though we know that these estimates are often really flawed, buyers look at them. And so if you're looking at a property and the data on that property, which I would call fake news, is incorrect, your online estimate could be really, really off kilter. I'll give you an example. You have a home in a neighborhood that's selling for $400 a square foot, which is not uncommon in many areas.
Sure.
$400 a foot. And the assessor record shows that it's 3,400 square feet. But the owner knows it's 3,700 because they built that extra bedroom and deleted the third, you know, car garage or what have you. At $400 a foot, that one error, that fake news in the websites, will cost the homeowner $120,000.
So do
400 times 300.
Yeah. Now, do people, as a consumer, do I even look at that?
You look at the online value. I get it all the time.
No, I look at the online value, but I don't look at the square footage. I mean, if I look at a property with you, if I go out and I'm shopping for a new home, I look and I say, okay, this is the neighborhood, and what are the comps, Brent? Tell me what the comps are, and tell me how many bedrooms this one is, and tell me how many bathrooms that one is. And
I'm always asked the square footage.
Okay.
Always.
But so you're asked the square footage, but does the average consumer say, okay, well, this is 2,000 square feet, and we're looking at the 400 you used?
Sure.
So I don't even know the math on that. What's that, $800,000? $200,000, whatever the number is, right?
Yeah, I moved ahead. I think it starts with an 8. I think it was $80,000.
Okay. $200,000, whatever it is, right? So if we go with – but am I going to look at it and say, okay, well, even though the comps say that the property is X, am I going to say, well, I'm going to do the math by the square footage?
I find a lot of buyers do look at square footage.
Really?
And they do look at the calculations. And if they're not looking at it, what most buyers want when I'm showing them property, because I represent buyers and sellers, as you know,
sure,
is they'll look and say, all right, so let's look at the comps. Zillow thinks it's worth $700,000, right? Well, if Zillow thinks it's $700,000 and the asking price is $700,000, that's very good for the seller because the appearance is added credibility.
Sure.
But if the seller wants $700,000 and Zillow thinks it's worth $560,000, we're going to be having some additional conversation around comps. Because Zillow's thought that it's worth $560,000 is based upon comps that Zillow has, and so we necessarily sit down with the buyer and review those comps together.
Okay, so people are still looking at that Zillow information, and you know, I know that they're one of the biggest out there as far as giving these prices, and people really believe what they have to say, whether they should or not.
Right.
Right? Because I'm going to suggest to you, and again, I'm in the industry. I have a real estate license. I don't use it for buying or selling real estate. But here's the issue is I don't care what Zillow says. It's just a small world for you, and I'm going to just share my personal opinions. I couldn't care less what Zillow says, because Zillow is a computer that, you know, that's built on intelligence of some sort, artificial intelligence. And the key there is artificial, right? If I ask Brent, hey, Brent, what is the property at 123 Main Street worth? He's going to do some exploring.
Very different exploring than artificial intelligence.
Right?
Agreed.
You know, you're going to look at it and say, okay, is there a view? Is there not a view? What should I be accounting for in the view? I didn't realize until maybe 2 years ago that if one side of the golf course is more desirable than the other side of the golf course.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it.
But you're still in holy ground.
Exactly.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
Not if you're at the tee box, though. just if we're out having tea, you know, I can go back and forth
that's
with you
good.
On this one.
We're having a ball.
Okay, so let's continue with this fake news before Brent keeps stroking us here.
Oh,
okay.
Join the club.
Yeah, you want to do that, huh? Or only 14 of them in your bag.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
that
so that's
great.
What's your next point on here, Brent?
Well, I mean, just in continuing the fake news, obviously,
Benjamin
Bath and all that. But there's something else. If you want to update your home's facts online, where you know that what's being presented about your home is fake news versus real news, there's a window of opportunity for you to do that. Certain websites will allow you to claim the home as the owner. You know, answer a few questions and verify that you're the owner and update that information. But many of those sites shut down. They lock the door once the agent lists it. So an educated, experienced marketer agent will sit down with a client and say, here's public record. Here's what you've told me about your home. Let's fix all this online so that the majority of sites display it correctly before we list. Because after the agent lists it, there's an automated multiple listing feed that supersedes everything else. So you got to get it right while you can.
So there's a couple of questions that I'll throw at you there, Brent. Is are you going to have me go through and review the listing details before you go live?
I go live and then I immediately send the listing to the client and I ask them to verify everything.
Okay.
I mean, I've asked in advance. I'm sorry. I do verify it beforehand, but I have the listing sheet. I save it as a PDF. And I sent to my clients in DocuSign, you know, we've reviewed the information herein and we find it to be accurate to the best of our knowledge.
Okay.
If there are discrepancies, and sometimes there are.
Sure.
Right? One time I thought there was air conditioning, there wasn't. We fixed it right away. The client notes it and I update the MLS.
Okay. And will that syndication change at that point? Or
yes,
is the syndication already is fixed in stone?
It will continue to syndicate, just like price reductions or price improvements,
okay.
I like to call them.
Price improvement. There you go.
Price improvement's better than a price reduction.
Price aggressively, so you don't have to worry about that
right.
stuff. Remember, I mean, and I get into this conversation all the time. If I told you that if I put on a website, go to eBay, for instance. If I put on there that I'm going to put a new iPad out there for $1, it's going to go right to market value, right? It's not going to go above market because people will stop buying. Right, because everybody out there sees it. Brent has access to 91% of the buyers in every market he sells in. 91% of the buyers in that market he has access to. So they're going to all, anybody that's looking, as long as they get into that market, as long as you get the price proper, they're going to see his listings. Next item on your,
yeah.
Well, actually, you know something, Brent? We went over again.
Oh, dear.
We're going to have to hold the next item until
okay.
we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate. Current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Brent. I don't know if he's got more fake news or where we're going to go with him, but we're going to also talk about some tips to get approved for a personal loan and more with Brent Humphreys on tips for first-time home sellers, all that and more. Reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, or it will be, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford?
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Looking at Mitchell going a little crazy on the Facebook live feed this morning, but that's good. Having a good time. Tips to get approved for a personal loan for debt consolidation. If you find yourself in the need of debt consolidation, there are loans out there. You need to look at what type of loan you're going to get. How bad is your situation? So you want to decide on the loan type. There are two main types of personal loans, secured and unsecured. Secured loans require you to put up collateral, such as your home or car, which can be possessed by the lender if you don't pay or repossessed by the lender if you don't pay. These loans have looser credit requirements, and you may have lower interest rates and greater borrowing power. You also need to know how you need to borrow, know your credit scores. We watch that all the time. Find the right lender who's going to give you the right guidance. If you just go to the payday loans, which you should not do, you're going to be paying a lot more money. Create a checklist. Once you are ready to move forward with the application, check all the documentation you may need with the creditors and figure this out. Remember, I've told you about this many, many times. The only number that really matters when you're looking at interest rates is your household blended interest rate.
You might have a 3% 30-year fixed rate loan, but by the time you put all of your other debts on there, your blended household interest rate, it's a weighted number, is 8%. Well, if you can get that 8% down to 5%, that's a good savings for your family. And I understand that you're bringing up the amount of the home mortgage. Well, talk to your CPA. That may be deductible. I can almost bet that your credit card debt is not deductible. So check that part out. So you might want to give us a call and let us work out the blended household interest rate for you and see what your blended rate is. It's different for every household. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation with Brent Humphreys this morning, chatting about tips for first-time sellers. Where do we leave off, Brent?
You know, I'm just going in just conversational order.
I like it better that way.
Yeah.
Good, because I know you.
Let's throw this.
I know
away.
You brought six items, and usually we get through one of them, and that means we did a good radio show.
Oh, I have people.
I have people that come on the broadcast, and they say, "Well, Ron, we only got through one of the items that I brought to talk about." And I'm frequently will say, well, that means we had a great broadcast, because what really ends up happening is we're able to have a discussion rather than an interrogation or an interview.
Sure. I like that.
It better that way.
I do too.
What else do we need to know about as a first-time home seller?
Well, if you're a first-time home seller, this will be the first time you'll go through this. You need to begin thinking of your home not as your wonderful, loving, warm abode, your dwelling.
Right.
You need to shift your mindset and think of it as a business asset. If you are still... And it's normal to fight against this, right? It's normal to think of your home as your home. But when you're on the market, if you're thinking of it as your home, then when I list your home and I call every agent that goes through your property within one day, you know, so it's not too early where the seller looks aggressive. Oh, they must be desperate to sell.
Right.
And too late where they say, gosh, you know, that was last Tuesday. I've shown 40 homes since then. I don't remember the home at 123 Main. When I follow up within one day, I ask the agent, what did you and what did your buyer think of the property? I'd like to pass along some feedback to my seller. Well, sometimes they're going to say, I don't like the seafoam green kitchen or the paint in the kitchen, or I thought the home was dark, or, you know, one of the teen bedrooms smelled, right? I mean, real feedback, right? Sellers can get really wound up about this because you've got strange. Who do they think they are? It's not dark. We have family parties. We're fine. My kid, oh, come on. Johnny's room was, you know, fabulous. And, you know, they get wound up, and then their emotions are influencing their business decisions.
So my terminology, Brent, is get divorced from your property, right? Get divorced from, because as soon as you sign that agreement with a great real estate professional like Brent, the next word should be, that is no longer your home. That is an asset you are liquidating, and you hired Brent to try and maximize the return on that asset.
Correct.
The property that Brent helps you find for your family to move into, that now becomes your home, your emotion, your marriage, right? That's where your family is going to be.
I like it.
The departing property is actually just, you're divorced from it.
Departing property is a phrase I use a lot. Yeah.
Right? Because it's kind of, because it gets confusing as to which house you're talking about, but that departing property, that's the issue.
Yeah, no, that's good. And through the process, once you're in contract, if the buyer is offered a pretty penny for the property, they'll invariably try to penalize the seller about 2 weeks into the escrow, where after the home inspectors have gone through, they'll present a list of repairs.
Sure.
Sellers can get, if they're still thinking about the home and they haven't divorced the home, right? And now they're, you know, it's a business asset. They can get pretty wound up over a request for a $300 spa cover to be replaced because they think it's looking a little bit ragged. But what if you're priced at $750 and that client really wanted to get into that neighborhood for those schools and that walking score and that commute to work, and they paid $780, right?
Sure.
The seller, if they're thinking, I'm up $30,000, suddenly that petty request for a $300 spa replacement cover is no big deal. You're still up $29,700.
Exactly.
Think of it purely as economic. It's natural to go back and correct yourself and repent, have a little mantra in the morning, right?
Well, because you've lived there and you've loved that property, your family's memories are there, right? So divorce the property, move on, go get that next property, or keep that property if you really love it, keep it, rent it out, and buy the one that's right for your family. But the most important thing that I'm going to suggest you do, get professional guidance. If you want to meet Brent Humphreys, give me a call at 800-306-1990.
I'll put you in touch. And the second most important thing, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.